Chapter 6. The Risks of Climate Change. Acidic Oceans. The high levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere are having a bad effect on our oceans. Across the world, oceans are becoming more acidic. The last time the oceans on Earth were so acidic was about 250 million years ago. At this time, a huge number of animals became extinct. About 30% of the carbon dioxide people put into the atmosphere goes into the oceans. This stops so much carbon dioxide staying in the atmosphere. Ocean sinks stop the temperature on Earth from getting even higher, but they also make the water in the oceans more acidic. Scientists are starting to understand the effects that acidic water has on the animals that live in the ocean. Many of the very small animals in the ocean, like corals, are really important for other ocean animals and for people. For example, people eat a lot of fish, and these fish eat smaller fish and other small animals in the ocean. If the numbers of these smaller animals get very low because they are killed by acidic water, there will be lower numbers of bigger fish. This could then cause a problem for all the animals that live in the ocean, including those that people eat. So acidic oceans may cause a big problem for people too. Lower numbers of fish and other sea animals will make life very difficult for communities that live near the sea and catch and sell them as food. It will also make food that comes from the sea more difficult to buy and more expensive. Coral reefs are in danger. Acidic oceans and warmer seawater are both very bad for corals, and many corals are dying in oceans across the world. Storms, dirty seawater, and other ocean animals also damage coral reefs. People are now very worried about the future of the ocean's beautiful coral reefs, including Australia's Great Barrier Reef. A coral reef in good health. A coral reef in bad health. The risk of large climate changes. As the world gets warmer, there is a risk of large and dangerous changes to the Earth's climate. And once these changes happen, we may never be able to go back to the climate we have today. Even small increases in temperature can have a big effect on the thick ice over Greenland and West Antarctica. If this ice melts, it will cause sea levels to increase, maybe by many meters. This would have a huge effect on the land next to the sea all around the world. Studies show that the ice in Greenland is melting more every summer. There is also information to show that the thick ice in West Antarctica is melting and that the damage to the ice is very large. Some scientists think we may never be able to stop this ice melting. Changes to rain patterns can cause forests to become very dry, and this can increase the risk of fire. Fire and drought can really damage thick forests. Then the forests may become dry land with only grass and no trees. This land cannot hold as much carbon, so more carbon stays in the atmosphere. This increases temperatures and causes more changes to rain patterns. Many people are worried that this cycle may cause many of the trees in the Amazon rainforest to die. There are many other large changes to the climate that may happen in the future. These include huge droughts, huge changes in natural rain patterns, and huge changes in the ocean. The ocean moves warm and cold water around the Earth, and this has a big effect on the climate. Changes in how this water moves can cause huge changes to the climate in different parts of the world. Scientists are also worried about the increase in temperature in the Arctic. The Arctic holds a large amount of the greenhouse gas methane, CH4. As the temperature increases, this methane can get into the atmosphere. This is a huge problem because methane is a much stronger greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. Changes to rain patterns can cause fires. Increasing sea levels. Over the last few decades, we have seen the effects of climate change all over the world, in all places and all oceans. Climate change has had an effect both on the natural world, plants and animals, and on people and communities. Today, the Earth's temperature is about 1 degree Celsius warmer than it was 150 years ago. The warmer the world becomes, the worse the effects are for the natural world and for people, communities and companies. Many people live on small islands around the world, and these people are very worried about the effects of climate change. Some islands are only a few metres above sea level, so floods are a huge problem for them if sea levels increase. Many islands are in danger. Studies show that 400,000 years ago, the Earth was warmer, and a large part of Greenland had no ice over it for a long time. The melting ice caused sea levels to increase, and they became more than 6 metres higher than they are today. Scientists think that the temperature at this time was only a little warmer than the temperature today. This shows how important it is to stop the Earth's temperature increasing any more. A small increase in temperature can have a huge effect on Greenland's ice. What to do about climate change? In 2015, the world's countries met in Paris, in France, to talk about climate change and what to do about it. They agreed to take steps to keep the Earth's warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius. They agreed to try to keep warming below 1.5 degrees Celsius, but they know that this will be difficult. To try to do this, they agreed to cut the amount of greenhouse gases they put into the atmosphere. This was a very positive step. These plans will help to stop the warming of the Earth and are good in many other ways. The plans could help to make the air cleaner, stop the water in the oceans becoming so acidic, and help people to live a healthy life. All of these things can have a positive effect on people's lives. 1.5 to stay alive. Cutting carbon. In Paris, in 2015, countries agreed to cut the amount of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases they put into the atmosphere. To stop the Earth's warming going above 1.5 degrees Celsius, people need to stop putting any carbon dioxide into the atmosphere by the middle of this century. This means that we need to cut the amount of carbon dioxide we put into the atmosphere right now. The amount of carbon dioxide we can put into the atmosphere before there is a large risk of dangerous levels of warming is called a carbon budget. The more of the carbon budget we use now, the lower it will be in the future. Together, countries must plan how to use the carbon budget so that we do not use it all too quickly. For the Earth's warming to stay below 1.5 degrees Celsius, the carbon budget is about 2,600 billion tonnes. But scientists think that since 1870, we have already put 2,200 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. This means we have already used 2,200 billion tonnes of the carbon budget, and we only have about 400 billion tonnes left. Carbon budget for 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming. 400 billion tonnes CO2. 2,200 billion tonnes CO2. 400 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide sounds like a huge amount. But right now, people across the world put more than 40 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere every year. We need to stop burning fossil fuels, cutting down forests, and damaging soils. If we do not, we will use all of the world's carbon budget to stay below 1.5 degrees Celsius in the next 10 to 15 years. Even if we stop putting any carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, the temperatures on Earth will stay warm, and this will cause changes to the climate for hundreds of years in the future. Because of the greenhouse gases already in the atmosphere, the oceans will slowly warm, the ice in the Arctic and Antarctica will melt, and sea levels will increase for many years to come.